say? Come on. Let's go with the message today. Woo, buddy, I'm scared to do what he's doing right there. Jumping across that? Great faith. Guys, I'm not talking about being crazy. I'm going to do a series on great faith. I want to use the scriptures to help us increase our faith. You hear me? Yes or no? Okay, not talking about being crazy. I'm talking about believing God, trusting God, having confidence in God. This is something I need to do more of, myself personally. So I want to help us together to have greater faith. Wow, that would definitely scare me right there. Whew, coming up that hill like that, that mountain on that side. Title of my message today is Others Had It, Why Can't I? Say that with me. Others had it, why can't? Can you do it louder? Come on. Others had it, why can't? Well, how's that joker over there? He gets to heaven, I can't. I ain't talking about stuff. I'm talking about faith, confidence in God, trust. You hear me today? Others had it. Why can't I? Let's go to the scriptures. Here we go. Hebrews 11 is where we're going to be. Hebrews 11 is a great big chapter in your Bible on faith. It's huge. And it talks about a lot of people having faith. And we're going to walk through it. We'll see how far we get today. Would you say this verse with me? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's talk about that verse. One of the greatest verses in all the Bible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the substance of things hoped for. Substance, what does that mean in the Bible? Faith is the substance. It literally means to stand under or support. Faith is the thing that is going to be the thing that's going to support you in your life. Did you hear me? Faith is going to be the thing that is going to be that foundation in your life. When the storms come, when the winds blow, whatever happens, you can never have too much what? Faith! You can't tell the builder now, you know, don't make that foundation too good. No, you're saying that you make that foundation as good as it can possibly be because I don't want this house to fall. When the winds blow, amen, say, storms come on this house to still be here. Well, I want that for you. And God wants that for you in your life. Faith to a follower of Jesus is what a, say it with me, a what? Is to a what? So when you don't have faith, but I'm a Christian, you is wobbly, shaky. Things come along, you don't have faith. Because your foundation. Yeah, but I'm a Christian. You can say that and the cows come on. This is the real planet you live on. Amen? Say. Okay? You can say to somebody, you know, problems in your life, I'm a Christian, and they're going to still roll right over you. You need to have a foundation. That's what faith is. This believing or faith, is going to give you what? Confidence. Confidence. That what you're hoping for in who will be experienced. Now, guys, I ain't saying what you want. I didn't put that on the screen. That Cadillac or this Porsche you want. Well, I've got faith in you. Go get me that. Oh, my gosh. That's where the church has gone nuts. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Crazy, crazy. Guys, our faith, our belief is to be in Jesus Christ. That's your foundation. Not asking for something and getting it. No, your foundation is your faith in Christ. Your faith in Christ. You want to increase that more and more and more in my belief in Jesus Christ. So that's what this is talking about. It gives you confidence. This faith in Jesus Christ, say it with me, it will what? 20 years ago, my mother was murdered. What got me through? And my stepdad took her life and shot himself. What got you through, Pastor Gary? I love my mother more than anything. What got me through was my faith in Jesus Christ. I didn't care about the car in the driveway. I didn't care about nothing else. Are you hearing me? Struggles in my family. What got me through? Faith. How many would agree? Come on with me. Come on, faith. It was my faith. It was my faith. Well, without my faith, whew, I know I wouldn't be here with you, but I'm not even sure I might still be on the planet. Amen? Come on, faith. Faith's incredible. Faith is what? It is what? It's the one thing you need more of. It's the one thing I need more of. Faith, man. That's what we're talking about in this little series. We're just getting started. I'm going to tell you something right now. This truth of you believing in Christ, this truth of you needing more belief in Christ, and I needing more belief in Christ, the fact that it can be sought and understand, you can take it to the bank. You can take this to the bank. This ain't church mumbo-jumbo mess I'm talking about. You hear me? Yes or no? Faith. Let's talk about it. We're rolling. So others had it. Why can't what? Others had it. Why can't I? I want this kind of faith. I want to believe when it looks like I ain't going to make it. I want to believe we can build a building, even though it's millions and millions of dollars. I want to believe we can build a building debt-free for the glory of God. Yeah, and I'm not expecting some magic wand, somebody to roll in town and just do it for us. No, I believe with work, with commitment, with sacrifice, with giving, with doing the right thing, trying to make the right decisions and things like that, we can do this. And guess what? We are. Are you seeing it? That building right now and for the future will always be a testimony of faith. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Hello, 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 hello. See, I love these youngins. There you go. Thank you, Doc. I love the fact, and I want to get off sideways in my message right now, but I love the fact that the building is located in the center of Rotunda. I especially like it because there was nothing ever built out there before since the beginning of time. And beginning of Rotunda back in the late 60s. This is going to be the commercial corridor. This is where all the business is going to be. This is where it's all going to happen, man. And I think it's incredible that a church with people of faith was the first thing. Amen. Come on. That's a good thing, ain't it? Faith. We're not talking about the building. Don't get me wrong. That's just a pretty good image, isn't it? You can do things in your life that you never dreamed of if you'll have what? And the most important thing I want to encourage you to do is to live for the Lord, to make right decisions, to make the right decisions for your life. And how are you going to do that? You're going to do that by faith, more faith and more confidence in God and the confidence that you have that His Word is true. And I'm going to obey His Word. Why? Because it is the right thing for me to do in my life. That's faith. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Okay, keep looking. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. We're rolling. Evidence. The word literally means conviction. When you have faith, you have a deeper conviction that you're going to make it through it. Did you hear me? When you have faith, what's cool is to have the kind of faith and get strong in your faith when you can already see yourself through it and on the other side, even though you ain't to the other side yet. Amen. How many remember years ago I'd point to that little crack at the top of that wall? How many were in here when I'd point to that little crack and say, and I was down here, felt like I was in the pit, but I said, one day I'm going to be up yonder in that little, up top of that little crack. How many remember how crazy I was? Say. I just had to keep seeing myself making it. Amen. You're hearing me today. Conviction. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, it's the evidence of things not seen. Evidence. It is a strong inward belief that what God has promised, He will do. And He'll do it. We did it for others. He's going to do it for me. You hear me? Hang on. Hang on. Like the lady that had the issue of blood, and she touched grabbed the garment of Jesus. Remember that in the Bible? Hang on. Hang on. You hearing me? Yes or no? Hang on. What He's promised, I believe it, and it's going to happen for me. Great faith. Others had it. Why can't I? Why can't I have it? When you have faith, listen, when you have faith, I ain't talking about hocus pocus faith. I'm talking about faith in Jesus Christ, faith in His Word, not faith in some preacher man. Did you hear me? What's up? Pull my shirt down? Roger's like, please pull your shirt down. I can't even concentrate on the buttons. You look terrible. See, we're family here. Only family can tell your shirt's up and your zipper's down. You hear me? Excuse me. I want to make sure I'm good. Here we go. Are you all right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence or a conviction or a belief in things I can't even see. The future becomes the what? And the invisible becomes what? I deal a lot and have in the past with people facing life and death scenarios. And I can't tell you the number that I've dealt with before they go under the knife or whatever it might be they're going through, the surgeries, the odds. It's a beautiful thing to be with somebody who has faith and to see the peace. And they already see themselves either healed here or healed there. But either way, I win. And either way, I'm fine. Guys, I can't just give that to you. That's something you got to want. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And you can live your whole life thinking, I'm a Christian, but not having faith. And there are going to be things that's going to come up, and finally death's going to come up, and you're not going to know what to do. We talked about it a little bit last week with Robin Williams. What a sad scenario. So much talent. Incredible. Guys, I want it, when it comes your time, I want you to make sure you know where you're going. You have the faith, and you can also have the peace that's going to get you through it. You listening? But why just have it then? Why not have it now? Y'all hearing me? Am I putting you to sleep? Let's keep rolling. We're going to take the next few minutes and look at others. Others had it. Why can't I? Hebrews 11 is all about other people having faith. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand, say it with me, that the what? Worlds were framed by who? But see, so many don't have faith. So they're going to believe some guy named Darwin that comes up with some kooky idea that something blew up or you came from slime instead of believing the first verse in the Bible, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That ain't going to cut it, guys. Okay? Listen, through faith we understand that the worlds were what? Framed by God, by His Word, so that things which are seen, I love this verse, we're not made of things which do what? Yeah. You have to accept that by faith, that God is God and you ain't. And there was nothing here. And He said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. And last time I checked, the light ain't went out. Amen. Say, do you have faith in God? It's the basis for everything, man. I want great faith. Something I've always struggled with is faith. I've always struggled with faith. How many have known that about me? A little bit. Well, you're being nice to me. I've always struggled with faith. Not believing God so much, but I believe His Word. But making that more personal, Gary. And it's, you know, I did make it through the struggles in my life, but it wasn't easy. I had to really press in. I just, at this point in my life, I just want greater faith. Would you say that with me? I just want greater faith. And that's a good thing, don't you say? I just want to believe less for the rest of my life. That's a nut. I want to believe more. Faith. Faith enables us to see what others what? Can't see. See, when I got up this morning, I saw that pink sky over the ocean. And Jesus said, you know, pink skies in the morning or red skies are a sailor's warning. When I look out and saw that pink sky and a little bit of lightning flashing in it already this morning, I don't think, well, look at that. Who made that? I know who made that. You hearing me today? It enables us to see what others can't see. But listen now, hang on. Faith is something else. Faith enables us to say this with me to do. Oh, that's pretty good, ain't it? Come on. Faith enables us to what? Why in the world don't I want to be a person that wants to be able to do what others can't do? I want to be able to do what others can't do. Amen? I want to be a light and a you know, in a dark place, in a dark world that I live. I want others to look at me and say, man, God can do what others can't do. I'm not talking about talents. I'm talking about faith and believing. Good attitude, yes or no? Keeping your head up, amen? Not whining, yes or no? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's what? It's impossible to please. Go ahead and say God right there. Without faith, it's impossible to please who? For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? A rewarder of those that what? Don't just pass over that word. That what? Did that sound like some work? Some effort? How are you going to have great faith? It's the foundation of your life. I'd like to see you and me get to the place where it's a conviction that we can see before we even get to the other side what's on the other side and believe. Amen? Are you hearing me? It's going to enable me to see what others can't see. And this faith, great faith, is going to enable me to do what others can't do. Don't you want that in your life? Say, oh, I can't believe I got up this morning and kind of heard him, and he's just trying to get me to do things that others can't do and see things other people can't see. Well, I think that's worth getting up for. Amen. Say, come on. And it's going to take us a while on this little series, and we'll do it. Without faith, that verse again, I want to quote that verse to you again. Without faith, it is what? Say impossible. Without faith, it's what? To what? To please who? Oh my gosh. That's a huge truth, isn't it? How you feel when you know somebody doesn't believe in you? Or how do you feel when you know somebody doesn't believe you? You know you're telling the truth, but they don't believe you. You know what? God's telling us the truth. He would like us to believe Him. Did you hear me? And it really, 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 really bothers Him when we don't. It bothers Him so much that He really won't have anything to do with us. He'll let you fool yourself into thinking you have a relationship with Christ. Well, see, Satan will let you do that. He'll trick you and fool you. But God says, if you don't believe me, you have no part of me. Faith's important, isn't it? Without it, you can't please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We're going to finish up our message just looking at this, Rod. Without faith, say it with me, you're what? You may have heard me say this in the past. Good. Let's say it again. Without faith, you're what? You're dead in the water. Yeah, but I'm all this, and I work this, and I do this, and I give to church, and I come, and I blah, 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 blah. Without faith, you're deader than a dog in the water. You hear me? Yeah, somebody ought to praise the Lord this morning. Come on. And guys, this works in anything. Listen, if on a ball team, if you have a ball team going to play another game and you don't believe you can win, you won't. Faith is huge. But in your life, it's the biggest thing. Faith in God. See, I was dead before I came to God. I didn't know I was dead. I didn't have any faith. I wasn't alive unto God. I didn't know a thing about it. Put my faith in Christ. Say it with me. Faith in who? Faith in who? Faith in who? Put my faith in Christ. And the Bible says I'm made alive. Behold, old things are passed away and all things are become what? I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible teaches. And I have the opportunity to have an incredible life. But it starts with faith in Jesus who? Christ. Because without faith, you're dead in the water. I was already dead in the water. That's the beautiful thing of being a believer in Christ. You know what we call it? We're a believer in who? Yeah, but I don't have faith. Well, how can you be a believer in faith? We don't even work. Without faith, you're dead in the water. God says in His Word, it is what? You ain't got a what? Jesus already told us, man, without faith, your house is built on the sand. You have picked the broad way, which is the wrong way. The winds are going to come. The rain's going to descend. It's going to beat on that house, and that house is going to what? Fall. I don't want that to happen. Do you? Faith. So, without faith, it's impossible to please God. What does that mean? You have zero connection to God. I hate to bust your bubble this morning. I don't care how, if you were confirmed when you were little, you were sprinkled, you were dunked. I don't care what it was. See, because the Bible don't tell me. I was sprinkled, I was dunked, I was this, I was that. So I'm good. No, the Bible says, you're in bad shape. One thing gets you connected to God. Take a wild guess what that is. Faith. Is that what the Scriptures teach? Yes or no? Yeah, but my church didn't teach me that. Your church taught you wrong. This is God's Word today. You listening? Faith. Others had it, so can I. Without faith, they have zero connection to God. We're going to finish, about right? Raj, right here? Good shape? Okay. I want to quote a couple of, for he that comes to him must what? We'll finish this little part. For he that comes to him must what? Say it with me loud. Believe. Believe. Come on, help me. Believe. Believe. For he that comes to God must what? Believe. You might say, Gary, I've already believed. I've wasted my time with you this morning. Listen. Listen. If you're like me, I still got a problem with this. Things happen. My faith gets tested. Have you had your faith tested a little bit lately? A little bit. You see what I'm saying? Come on. And that's when Satan would really like to get you off the track. And that's when you really need to go, the narrow way. Amen? Come on. For he that comes to God must believe. You must have, say it with me, these words, total and in him for it to be what? Real faith. Real faith. Others had it. Why can't I? We're going to see next time in chapter 11, and we're going to take every one of them. We're going to look at every one of them. And we're going to see some incredible things that happened to all these people. From being Sauls, they took and cut them in two. Christians and believers. And we can't believe God when we get a runny nose. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? So we're going to talk about it. I want to be like them. Amen? I want to be strong in the Lord. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for we must believe that He is, that God is, say it with me, real, God is creator, God is holy, God is my Savior, that He is. Because when the stuff hits the fan, you're going to really need to believe He is. Amen. And that He's a what? A rewarder. God's going to confirm my faith in Him. And He does in positive, in tangible ways. I can make it. I've made it in the past. I've seen it. He confirms that I'm going to make it. Amen. That's what God wants for your heart, for your life. But here's the kicker of them that what? Oh my gosh, that's the problem, ain't it? I just want to come to church for an hour, drive through Christian. Well, we know that drive-through food sometimes, it'll do you good for a while, but you better get you a good meal every now and then. Amen. Come on, guys. God's a rewarder of those that what? He's going to reward you in your life. And don't be confused like the TV preachers will try to do sometime. And going to, if you diligently seek Him, you're going to get rich in all this. To be rich in mercy is much richer than most. To be rich in love, say. To be rich in happiness and contentment and peace, isn't that true riches, say? That's what God wants to give you. But how do I get it, Clark? God wants me to pursue Him as one I what? I really don't, even in ball or a family. It's just not, it doesn't feel too good to have people surrounding you that don't believe in you. You know what you guys do at Fellowship? You make me feel like you believe in me. Did you know that? I don't come here thinking, oh boy, I don't think I can preach today. Because see, they don't believe what I'm saying. They don't think I do a good job. You know, I don't have that attitude. When I come here, my Jeep pulled up this morning, baby, my feet hit this parking lot, I had confidence. Why? Well, God's with me, but I had confidence because I know you're with me. Are you listening or not? I want you to really get it down. You really need to believe in God. You really need to let Him know, God, I'm with you. I believe in you. Amen? Say. I'm not going to question you, but your word, I'm going to believe your word. If I've been taught wrong, I'm going to say, thus says the Lord, and this is right. You hear me? Others had it. What? Why can't I? Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. We got to quit. Amen. Thank you, Lord.